Boop.
Yeah. Love the song.
Low key, those keys at the beginning kind of always take me to church. Like, it just feels like the beginning of like a black sermon. Like, just like, yes, preacher, talk to me. And it only makes sense that we start off with those like immaculate keys on this podcast, you know, because we're the number one gospel Christian podcast in Nigeria.
That is a fact.
And as the number one Christian podcast in Nigeria, I think it's only right that we start with a word from a man of God.
Let's go.
Bring the camera, son. Bring the camera. All the young girls who want to make life with pussy, your pussy will perish with you in hell. May your pussy perish with you. May your smooth pussy, creamier pussy, and tight pussy perish with you.
Bro.
What's that? That's not what you said you'd play. And you told me you had something from TD Jakes. Why did he say smooth?
Why did he say creamy and tight?
What is going on in Ghana? Also, he said all the girls that make life.
Like, what else did you do with your pussy? Make life. Pum pum make life.
My pum pum bring life.
Bring life. I think he means make a living, though. I think that's what he means. Like, you want to make your life, like, your whole, build your whole life out of, like, your creamy, smooth, tight pussy.
I don't like this at all.
That pussy sounds like it should be funding your whole lifestyle. If it has all those fucking qualities, it's smooth, it's creamy, and it's tight. Like,
I remember because there was I think a couple of years ago, I'd say like 5-6 years ago, I saw like this flyer for a party on Twitter. It was in New York. It was like Jamaica and New York people. And the flyer just said, it was a woman celebrating like the fact that she had just given birth. And it was, me pum pum bring life.
Me pum pum bring life. Always. Like, it's a celebration of life.
It's a beautiful thing, but it just, like, this guy makes it so not beautiful.
Yeah, I don't think he's talking about like childbirth, though, because I mean, a pastor should always be excited about childbirth. I think he's just offended by, like, you know, potentially funding your life by like
a woman taking control of her life.
Yes, and selling her smooth, creamy, tight pussy, and he wants the pussy to perish. What kind of hater are you, dog? If you want, like, bro, imagine praying on the downfall of smooth. Creamy.
Oh God, please stop talking to me. We just came back from hiatus, and bro, it feels like we've been doing this. We did this last week, man. Well, what is going on?
Hey man, I mean, I think it's because we started talking again, like, over the phone as well. Like, I've come out of my little cocoon and I've just been like active and started texting. And so,
yeah,
like,
I see you've been tweeting.
Yeah, I started tweeting again, man. Like, that was how I knew. I was like, okay, damn, man, this niggas is healing, sort of, kind of, or at least, like, attempting to heal.
Yeah. You know how I felt about you coming back out of your cage?
Not a cage. Okay, relax. I said cocoon.
Your gilded cage. You know how I felt about it?
How do you feel?
Good fish.
Good fucking fish.
I have that. Maserado.
Good fucking fish. Yeah, let me show you. Like, oh shoot, there's one thing I have by
shall be symbol by broom.
Have I played you Martha's video audio thing where he just says it?
No, play for me, Abeg.
It is genuinely one of, because the thing is, like, Martha is funny, but he's also very stoic as a person. So I think, and he's very meticulous. So I think he studied the Tinubu one. And he learnt all the cadences, like where the pauses are, where the, you know. So this is his version. I'm gonna play that for you real quick.
Boom, 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 revolution.
You know what's so funny? First of all, because I'm watching F1 right now. At least I was watching F1 just before we started recording, and like, Tinubu legitimately sounds like a fucking car in that video, man.
So I told you, like, my friend Adesua, if you guys listen to Two Truths and a Dirty Lie, on that podcast, she said it sounds like he was trying to jumpstart his braid.
Like, legit, legit. Sounds like he's trying to start his edgy, like...
Oh, God.
But also, he was... God, I hate that, like, as human beings, even us, like, okay, how we're, like, ironically, like, you know, saying these sound bites or, like, playing them or whatever.
Yeah.
Just how, as human beings, we're just drawn to, like, stuff that's entertaining. And so, niggas like this would, on occasion, do something that is fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
And then we, the people that hate them, are pushing this P like it's, I mean, it is premium content, so it's not even like it is fucking premium content. And like all the remixes that have come out of, like, is he gone? Is he Maze? Like, bro. But also, like, and I know I can't give this guy credit, it's definitely the Alzheimer's or whatever it is, but the timing of some of these things, it is fucking insane, but it's definitely not all on him. Like, it's the deterioration of his brain that enables him have that, like, perfect time.
yeah, no, you're right. It's also like, he just feels like, I know we said stuff like this a lot about Buhari back in the day, but like he genuinely feels like he died 5 years ago, and what is happening now is like some supernatural entity has just collected the bones and the skin. Yeah. And they're just making him dance.
That's how I felt about the Queen's husband. What was his name again? Prince.
Oh, the Greek guy.
Her cousin. Philip? Yeah.
Yeah, Philip.
Yeah. Dude, he looked like something out of Adam's Family. Like something that somebody was just like, yo, let's Frankenstein this people. Maybe we just run him. Like we need something. We need something for photo ops and something to wave. Like,
he was deaf deceased, bro. And it's crazy because that guy was... That guy was driving. He was driving like till 6 months before he passed away, and he was always getting in car accidents. They had to like seize his license.
Don't seize his license. Don't you fucking kill me right now? But like, dude, you could see death in that guy's eyes. I don't think I've ever been able to see death in somebody's eyes before. But
no, I see it. I can see it in
Tinubu's eyes.
Yeah, in Tinubu's eyes.
And behind his glass, behind his owl glasses. God damn.
Dude, guys, welcome to it's kind of famous. It's like kind of big. You might have heard of us, right? We're a little podcast, we call Submarriage. We're back.
We didn't want
to make a big deal out of it, a big celebration, a big hula baloo. Much ado.
Much hope. The only type of people that say much ado are the same type of people that refer to other people as my learned friend, my learned colleague.
So just all the lawyers.
Yeah.
That's, you know, it's literally the lawyers that do that.
I know. You never hear a regular person say much ado.
Can I tell you a fact that's crazy?
Talk to me, baby.
My dad has a website called Learned Friends.
That's a dope name, though. And I love that.
No, it's like Facebook for lawyers.
Interesting.
If you Google it, it exists till now.
Interesting.
Yeah.
First of all, that's prime real estate for starters. Like, Learned Friends is, it just rolls off your tongue. It's fire as fuck. Is that learnedfriends.com?
Hopefully.
I'm just curious. I said hopefully. No, it's, it's available for sale right now, man. $1,495.
Yeah, for how much?
$1,495.
I think it's the Leonard Friend.
The Leonard Friend. Okay, let's check. Yeah. Let's check that out. The
Leonard Friend.
Leonard Friends.
Click on it.
Give me a sec, man. I'm typing in one slow ass hand.
I think for promoting the podcast, it could be like a really good place to like really get some numbers in.
Learned Friends. Okay, and like, okay, don't laugh at me or anything, but like you spell learned like learned, right? Like just like LEARNED, right?
Yeah, friend. Yeah, essentially.
Okay, cool. Yeah, both of those websites don't work because I was like, maybe I'm getting the spelling wrong because...
No, I just clicked on it. It's not working anymore. Thank God.
Okay, I'm dead. Not thank God. Like, that's a dope-ass domain name, though, because like...
How much is the Leonard Friends worth?
The Leonard Friends. Honestly, I don't know, man. And I'm not Googling again. Like, my laptop is so fire. We're not actually typing so long, man. What was I saying? Wow. But like, domain names, yo... So like I just have this obsession with what I think is prime real estate on the internet, and so I'm like a land grabber, but like just on the internet. And there's so much land on the internet that I can't really be a land grabber, like because like domains are not like domains are infinite, honestly.
Yeah, I think what I like to do is just like just buy celebrity names.
No, I don't even buy celebrity names. I just buy names I think are cool. Like Leonard Friends, I'll maybe not buy because I didn't think of it myself, but like
yeah.
I mean, I just be chilling buying. Like I bought. So poorpeople.co actually came about because I was looking for something to do with a domain name that I bought. Because I was just like poorpeople.com. Poorpeople.com was taken, but poorpeople.co existed. I'm just like, yo, I'm going to buy that. That sounds cool as fuck.
Is it weird that like, you know how like schools have .edu and nonprofits have .org? Mm-hmm. And then governments have .gov or whatever. How come porn sites don't have .cum? It's such a no-brainer.
It's just right there, right?
It's right there. I've thought about that for years. Obviously, I'm sure you have as well, but like no one's done it.
I mean, I haven't thought about why they don't have them, but like obviously I've always thought about .com, 69.com.
Yeah. What's that FK? That FK clip?
I want you to come.com. You please come.com. I'm dead.
Oh, dude, I miss you, man. How have you been?
Yeah, I've been all right, chilling, just like coasting through life, like not really excited about anything.
I feel like someone's listening is like, damn, this nigga just like me.
Bruh. And you know what I realized? Like everybody just like that, man. There's just certain niggas that just talk about it. Yeah, because like I put out a tweet the other day about like what was it now? Okay, no. Before we go, let's talk about domains. So basically, I buy random domains, and this is just like Twitter. And I was like, did you read the thing on Culture Custodian? Where they're asking me about like the internet and shit like that.
Yeah,
and so buying domains is a thing. Like I thought I was the only one who did. So I'm like just in bed, like oh, damn. I just like every time I get high, I just like buy a domain. Like, oh, why am I buying a domain? Like, what's wrong with me? And then I just go into the Twitter search bar and I just like do some keywords. I just like domain high buying, and I just see like bear people also buy domains while they're high. I'm just like, okay, great. Like, I'm not fucking special. Like, this is
well. That's the thing that people are doing.
That's the thing that people do. Is just like guy domains are like $12, $14, like.
And you own it for like a year or something.
You just own it for a year. Probably never do anything with it. We're just like, you know, that's a cool domain. I swear I have like four domains, like goodwater.com, goodwater.co, the good water. Because when they were just like, damn, how come there's no water called good water? Yeah, I'm going to fucking buy good water.
Good fish.
I'm dead. Good water, bitch.
That's crazy. Also, it's like there's something pathological about just buying domain names in hopes that like someone's going to need it and going to
not even in hopes that someone's going to need it. And like just like damn, I could do something with this, like good water, like
See for me it would be like, oh, you know that Sean's Combs thing that came
yes. Diddy was so pissed.
Yeah, exactly like that. My name is Sean and I make really good combs.
Yeah, so like That was my name too, man.
Damn. I wonder if he got the domain name in the end.
Damn, my laptop wasn't so fire where I'd have checked.
How do you spell Sean in Sean Combs?
Dead. S-E-A-N. I love that.
Yeah, let me check. I've Googled. I've put it in my thing. It is... Wow, it's for sale. SeanCombs.com.
Available?
No, it's not for sale. This page is under construction.
I'm dead. Because you know how like Nigerian properties, when it's like it's under construction, but then there's a lawsuit and it just remains under construction for life.
So, let me tell you something. There's a high court that they've been building for over 15 years in Ikoyi.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just there. Every time I pass, I'm just like these clowns.
Is construction ongoing though?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think so. Because it's like
also 15 years. Of course, construction is not going. What am I doing? Like, it doesn't
take years to build. I don't think anything is really happening. Yeah,
bro. But yeah, man, I've been. I mean, I've just been going through the motions, man. Just like work taking up most of my time,
yeah,
and all that shit. And then also, it got to a point where it felt like I was using it. It's definitely not the case. I wasn't using it as an excuse, but it's almost like I was leaning into it. I'm just like, dog, man, you can just fucking try, man, to do something at least. And so, like, I started off, like, trying to ride my bike, trying to, like, eat clean. That one is not working, I can't lie. but then also, I'm like, yo, I'm going to do the podcast. And then also, like, I'm not going to do work past 5, just, like, setting up these, like, little, like, to-do things.
Yeah, man.
So, like, I'm back doing the podcast. We're here. Back trying to write jokes. I was writing jokes not a lot of the weekends, but attempting like writing a joke a weekend. Put together like 2 sets. I performed one on like YouTube that I sent. I probably sent that to you, sent to a bunch of folks. The other one I haven't. But yeah, man, just like trying to keep my mind minding, you know what I'm saying? Like boom, boom, just trying to keep my mind, make sure my mind can still do boom, 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 boom.
I hear you, man. Sometimes you just have to, like, it's not even about thinking about it. You just have to do it.
Yeah.
And then think about it when you're in therapy.
I'm dead. Which is funny because, honestly, like, I just feel like I'm not in the mood. I know therapy probably works. And, like,
I'm not in the mood for therapy.
Like, I'm not in the mood for therapy. I won't lie. I mean, that's just what it is. I swear. Like, everybody's just like, yo, dog, try therapy. I'm just like, dog, I promise you, I'm not in the mood, man. Like,
yeah, I think that's the name of this episode.
Yeah, like, I'm not saying therapy is a waste of time or anything, but the way I'm feeling right now in life is, like, you know people that buy machines that exercise them? Like, you know, the thing about exercise is you have to do the exercise. Like, if somebody was, like, like helping you flay your arms or whatever the fuck, like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Or those machines that people stand on and they say, oh, it will vibrate your body, you lose weight. But you just fucking look jiggly as fuck.
I'm crying.
Bro.
I get it because, like, bro, sometimes you just want your shoe size. You don't really want therapy.
Right. Like, niggas talking about, like, oh, you go to therapy, they'll give you tools. No, I don't want tools. Tools means I have to use tools. My problem right now is I don't want to do shit. Like, I'm incapable of doing shit. Don't give me no fucking tools, man. Put me in the back of a fucking, like, transformer. And let the transformer do everything.
People forget that, like, being sad is very addictive.
Look.
Being, like it's sometimes it's like a feeling you just want to wallow in. So,
honestly, it's because it's easy. I can't cap. Well, it's not that it's easy, but, like, it's easier than anything else, man. Like,
yeah.
Because the alternative is, like, trying to not be sad. And it's just like, come on. Being sad, you don't have to try to be sad. You get what I'm saying? You're just sad. Any other thing involves you doing you something. Working. Yeah.
A quick word from our mental health sponsor. Does do a good life. Every minute to the full, because I could lie. Pull up open door on a shoe size. Thank you. Now, I was also thinking recently about everyone and, like, this trajectory.
Yeah.
And where we think we're going, where we think we should be going, and how weird it is. Because I'll put it like this. For a long time, I used to think, like when people got married, when people my age are getting married, I'm like, damn, these niggas are like, this is crazy. Like, why are they doing this, right?
Yeah.
And now, it's just, they seem like the responsible ones. Not even responsible in the sense that, like, they have more of their stuff together. I just think it's harder to make that commitment. And a lot of these guys are like clever. They're not like idiots. They're not doing it because their parents told them to do it.
Yeah.
Or because it's like the ideal way. It's just, it's hard. And they kind of know what they want from life.
Yeah.
And you know the people they want to build it with.
Yeah.
And they're like, yeah, let's do this thing together. And that's kind of crazy. So, yeah, man. More marriages. Good for you guys.
Okay, relax. That's definitely not what I've been saying.
No, I'm kidding.
You can say more marriages. I was like, please stop. My heart is fragile right now.
More married people. Yeah. What are you going to say?
Nothing. I was going to make a joke about like my heart being fragile, but it's not actually my heart. Like during the week, I had like something weird, man. I think it was like Wednesday afternoon. I was just on a work call, and it wasn't even a stressful work call. And like, I won't lie, I had like a stress-free week. I was chilling, and I'm just on this like call with a colleague that I actually really like. And next thing, my chest just like tightened, and it feels like I'm being stabbed. Like in my left breast, like you know that chest, like pain in my left breast or whatever that fucking thing was.
Yeah, bruh, stressing
at my left breast. Except I wasn't stressed, B. And yeah, man. Like so, I'm on this call, like I'm wincing, like I'm contorting myself, like trying to see if I can adjust the pain. Then it gets so bad, I start googling, how do you know if you're having a heart attack? And I'm just like, yo, okay, none of these check out, but all this is happening like under like 30 seconds, and I mute my mic. And I turn off my camera, and I'm just like, yo, I think I'm having a heart attack because, like, there's someone in my house with me.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. And so, like, I wrap up the call. Shasha kind of subsides, and I stand up. I take a walk around my apartment, go back to my chair. Every time I sat in my chair, it would, like, flare up. Yeah, it would flare up. And it's like, okay, damn, that's crazy. And so, like, I chill, call my friend who's a doctor. She gives me one or two or three or four like possible reasons. Ultimately, none of them sound like a heart attack. But she's like, go to the hospital. So I go to the hospital. I'm there. Go to ER. I tell them, oh, my chest, blah, 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 blah. These motherfuckers keep me there. My total stay in there is like 5 to 6 hours of like chilling for the doctor to come and tell me that, oh, my blood work is fine. My ECG is fine. I wonder what the other fuck the third thing on my x-ray is fine as well. And I can go home. What?
Oh, I thought I was going to tell you had syphilis or something.
You don't fucking kill me. No, bruh. Isn't that like an STD?
Yeah.
It's like that, if you see it that way.
Yeah, you say so. I call all of them diseases because I don't like to discriminate.
I feel you, man. Just like a disease, man. Like BLD, yeah. Man. Oh, no, yeah. Never mind. Sorry. That was not my intention. But if you saw what I was going for, like, yeah, you saw it, but... I'm never going to attempt to explain.
Didn't stick the landing. Okay, wait. So, what was it ultimately? Did you find out?
Nothing, man. Like, so either stress or another one is like the cartilage between like your rib and something is injured or something. So it just like hurts on occasion. But yeah,
I'm sorry about that. Yeah. But I'm glad you've been good this couple of... How long has it been? Like 2 months, maybe?
Since we did the podcast? I have no idea, man.
I think the last one... I know the last one was definitely in July.
Mm.
Or was it June? I think it was July. We're not even going for that long, man. You guys, it's calm down. Like,
well, how long have we gone for?
Let me see. So,
if it's July, I actually vexed because like, it's not even up to 2 months.
Bro, the last one was 5th of July.
Okay, it's up to 2 months, can't lie, because I think this comes
close to 2 months. It's not as long as 2 months.
Yeah.
Close.
Yeah. Sorry. This nigga's talking about technicalities. My learned friend here said it's not quite 2 months.
Yeah, I think it's been pulling up on me like all crazy. But we're back. We're here to have some fun this session.
How you been, man?
I'm good and I'm not good. It's weird, it's life. It's scary. It's exciting. Love, passion.
It's definitely friendship. Exciting, and which is so upsetting because, like, guy, you want to live life. Like, no matter how bad you think you don't want to live life, you want to live life. And that's why I was so disappointed in myself when, like,
I was scared. I thought I would say that's why I'm so disappointed in you because...
No, I'm dead. No, dog. I don't care about you. Like,
nice. Nice. Yeah, you were so disappointed in yourself.
Yeah, when I panicked because like I thought I was having a heart attack, like I was actually proper scared. I'm like, what the fuck is going on right now? Like, but like a nigga who really is like about it, like, yo man, I'm ready to go, man. Like this life shit fucked. I ain't be like I'd have just be like, I'd have smiled, I'd have given him bird my hand rub and be like, deuces, man.
We are here still.
And then I'll go to heaven and be like, all three of y'all, fucking Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, let me in.
Open this gate, you are there.
Making me a wah. But yeah, you're saying so, like, life is life, things, it balances, it's exciting, it's good here.
Yeah, it's not good all the time. It's not good most of the time, but it's fun. I mean, I think what I do is typically I just live in the moment. Obviously, I think about my future and I reflect on my past, but very, very, I do very little of both. I try to live.
Try to flange on in the moment. Like,
yeah. I think for a while this year, I hadn't done that. I was thinking a lot about the future and things that had happened recently. So it just kind of put me in this place where I wasn't really enjoying like today. And I think it was even affecting my jokes because I was thinking about the good jokes I could have made like later on. Like, oh yeah, I could have said that. Oh, that would have been good. Nigga, what? What? Who does that? You know how insane that is? Well, yeah. I'm back now.
Speaking of jokes, that's funny because like,
yeah,
that was a huge reason why I was like, oh, I can't fucking keep like just like wallowing and not doing stuff and just being like, man, fuck, man, life's hard right now. So like, man, that's the end of the sentence. Life is hard right now, so I'm not doing anything else. And because it was affecting my ability to just be like, no, even I don't want to say funny, even just be conversational to start with, like just be able to like just yarn about anything, because I wasn't really like having any experiences outside of, oh, like waking up, going to my desk, and then like, you know, making sure like I get fed, and then I'm going back to bed, like, you know what I'm saying? Mm. Yeah. It was like, yo, this ain't like, nah, man, this is not me, dog. Like, I have to be able to reference one or two things from my week, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And, man, it wasn't fresh.
It really is, but you know what? I think, therefore, I am.
Mm. If you can think, you can do it. Shout out to Mo Abudu.
Yeah, that was definitely her quotes.
Yeah, M.O. Abudu walked to that F.K. Abudu could run.
M.A. That's what I like to call her.
M.A.?
Oh, M.A. Yeah.
I hear you.
Oh, God. You know, I was thinking recently about, like, obviously, I know everyone's talked about this, but, like, I was thinking about how weird it is that, like, parents like Buga. Well, also, like, I went to a Buju concert this weekend, and there was just, like, this part, you know, they were having all the opening acts.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, a bunch of people were coming and performing, and they were, like, performing their, like, life out, you know, just opening for Buju, doing their little songs here and there. And the crowd was Gen Z, and the guy, they did not move. They were just like, nah, nigga, get Buju out of here. Go home. They were heckling the artists. I thought it was really whack. But
like, proper heckling them or just like not responding?
No, some of them were not responding. Some of them were heckling. Some of them were like, bring Buju. It was kind of whack. It was kind of funny though.
Yeah. I don't like when crowds don't be fucking with the opening acts, man. Like, bro.
Yeah, because like, you know, I get it a little bit, because especially night, because guy, if the show is meant to start at 9.
Okay, that part, yeah.
Yeah, the opening acts are coming in at 10, and niggas are like, nigga, what the fuck are we doing here?
Yeah, like, if you serve as an opening act, you have shame and just be like, I'm a guy, man. Like, if I go there now, they won't respond how I want them to respond.
Well, you need that check, man, so.
They be paying opening acts in night, let me bend.
Well, fair enough.
Even in general, though, like, I mean, I don't know, like, even in general, I don't know that opening acts.
If you're going on tour, they're paying you for it.
No, on tour, obviously, because your whole life is moving with this person.
Yeah, but exactly.
If you're just opening for someone that's just popping up in your city for one night, I don't know that,
I found out recently that Erykah Badu started by opening for D'Angelo.
Interesting.
Yeah. But yeah, no, going back to that, nobody was really responding. Yeah. And then two hype men came out. Guy, it was insane. two hype men came out and they were performing
one by one.
Song.
Huh? One by one or at the same time.
At the same time. Yeah. And the DJ was playing Bloon songs and they were just like singing it and like getting the crowd hype. And these guys were dancing. The crowd was dead. They were dancing and singing.
I'm dead because it was songs that they knew and shit.
I was so.
That is so fucking hilarious, bro.
And then when they played Booga, I don't know. I half expected the kids to be like, oh God, we've heard this song to death. This is our parent song, blah, blah, blah. Nope. They love, when I say they love that song. They eat it up.
But yeah, there's something about atmosphere. And like, first of all, like, you probably have never hit play on Booga by yourself, but you probably know like every single part of Booga, like in your subconscious. So yeah, imagine possibly. Like you're at a function to like turn up, like you're turned and Booga comes on and you literally recognize every part of that song, guy. Like, I don't know that you're fighting the urge to like just lay your inner Booma shine.
It's weird because like I only hear that song at weddings. I don't really be going to some clubs like that, but I don't think I really heard it there. It's mostly weddings and stuff. And I think generally I just try to attend events where I won't hear Booga. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah.
You stay booger free. I hear that, nigga. I hear that.
Bro, I'm trying to hear Final Champion on repeat.
We touch me. I had to run.
Oh God, I don't know what that song is about, by the way. So it's just weird here, hearing like the fact that like Gen Z and older people are obsessed with that song, and I guess millennials as well, just like everyone, it just like penetrated the psyche of every single major generation in the country.
Yeah, I was going to ask you a question just based off of like the Santi song we're both just singing. Where it touched me. I had to run. Ha. Dude, what is it with...
Final Champion.
What'd you say?
You could have just said Final Champion instead of singing half of it.
No, because like it's about the lyrics.
Yeah.
So, what is it about running mad? Why is that? Do other countries say that? Do they say people run mad? Like, or is that just a Nigerianism?
Running mad is
it's a thing.
It's not outside the country. It's definitely very much a Nigerian thing.
Okay.
Yeah. And
it's a funny thing, man. Running mad, like, because that's how it fucking starts, dog, for real.
Yeah.
I haven't 100%. Seen too many people run mad, but like I've seen every time someone has got too high or too drunk, the next thing they want to do is run.
Yeah.
And it's very incredible to see, man. And they get hot and they take off their clothes.
You know, it's funny because, like, I feel like the international term is running hot when you're getting upset.
Bro, niggas get hot, take off their clothes, and they start running. That's my mind be problem.
I mean, even the song, is like, not mad. Like, the first one is, I got pace, bitch. No, they move like you be junkie. The barrel boy, no made in the water. No, they touch me. Where you touch. Like, it's just weird. Yeah. So it's like literally about running mad, you know?
Yeah, interesting. I love that, man. And it's the perfect description as well. Like, running mad, there's no other way I would describe that. Like, he went crazy. No, he didn't go crazy. He ran mad. Crazy is in a place.
That's what Tim should have named the album, If Crazy Was a Place.
I'm dead. If Crazy Was a Place.
It would be Lagos. Lagos is just casually crazy. That's the thing. Like, it's not even like... It doesn't even get to people anymore. It's just like, I guess I'm in Lagos, you know.
I've told this story on this podcast before, but like, bro, one time in Lagos, there was traffic on the lane. Yeah. There was traffic on the lane that was coming. I was on the lane that was going.
Yeah.
So I'm on the, obviously, I'm on the, what is it called? The left side, right? No, yeah, the right side. No, I'm driving on the right lane. Left lane's coming. There's so much traffic on the left lane. And then... I'm driving. and I see the reason why the traffic is happening, and it's because there's a live chicken in a woman's car. Like, it was Christmas period. She had bought a live chicken. She had put it in the car, and I think it had, like, got loose, and so it was flying all over her car. So she had parked in the middle of the road to get the live chicken in her car under control, and she was backing up everybody. Guy, I can't imagine any other country where that happens in.
I don't even have the words. It's very much a... Wow.
If someone wrote that into a TV show, would you buy it? Like, would you be like, Like, if someone wrote that into a Nigerian show, like, say you're watching a Nigerian show.
And, I would buy it. I'll buy it. And the kind of, the crux of it would be like, this is why chickens don't get in cars. They cross roads.
They cross roads. I'm fucking finished.
Yeah. And then, yeah, it's crazy. Also, I remember I just saw a post on some of my followers' IG stories. Someone I follow, actually, and there was just massive traffic.
There's a very clear difference between one of your followers and someone you follow. Yes.
Big difference. So, like, I get, like, he's in traffic, and eventually he gets to the front. And what's his causing in traffic is a massive boat is parked on the road across, like, just, you know, like, it's not going forward or back. It's like, yeah, literally in the middle of the road, like, facing sideways, and it's just blocked the road. And no one knows how the boats got there. No one knows how it's going to leave, but that's what's causing the traffic.
That's crazy, man.
Yeah. No, that's my city. I love this place. I love that I can just get, like, when you're running late, you can just get somewhere and you can see anything.
And it goes, man. It
goes, yeah.
And
yeah,
it fucking goes. Like, dude, impossible is nothing.
It's not like a Nike ad.
Yeah, an Adidas ad, man. Like, straight up.
Yeah.
Crazy. So you were Buju's
show.
Buju's show. Did he address any of his Twitter activities?
I don't think so. He wore a blazer.
Just about the music. Yeah, just he wore a blazer. Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's my review of the Buju show. Is he wore a blazer. He performed well with a live band. He did a solid show. He even, like, he didn't come out too late. Like, nobody was like, where the hell is this guy? By the time he came out in fairly decent time.
I mean, he's had like, someone had called him out, I think, about performing something this year. So I think he's trying to improve.
Oh, they called him out. Like, they said he was bad at performing.
I don't remember what it was, but he was in, like, some chat room, some racial chat room. Like, I'm kidding. He was in a Twitter space and, like, defending his performances and, like, artists.
Well, I remember that. You know when he was, like, was talking about how he wasn't even high before he performed all the time.
Yes! Dude, I won't lie to you, man. Like, bro, I fucking love accessible artists, man. Like,
yeah, Buju is very accessible.
Bro, I love, bro, because... Yeah, people are so funny, and they're a lot more than, like, all this package P that they be doing based on being artists, man. Like,
that's why Vince Staples got to the heights he did. Cause he knew based off his music alone, he wasn't going to be seeing certain numbers. So the guy started doing all these interviews, he'd been joining clubhouse rooms, he was, you know, just always tweeting. Because he knows his personality is insane.
Like, and Dio, dog. Dio is a fucking crazy guy.
Yeah, but Dio is not even that accessible. He just makes funny content. Yeah. Like, Weiss is accessible. Mm.
Well, I mean, like, people who are, like, you know, like, they put themselves out there. Yeah, personality and shit like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Dio, that clip.
I don't see Dio coming to come and defend himself in a fucking Twitter space like that.
Yeah, I mean, no, I can't imagine it. But that clip of him with the doll.
His name is Industry. I call him Chukun also.
Guy, he's so funny.
Bro,
was that Valet talking in the video?
I have no idea.
It sounded so much like how I can't be sure.
Name is Chukun also.
Chukun.
I mean, right, okay. His name is not Chukun also. Don't kill me.
Yeah. Do you remember when I posted his live with Odunsi?
Bro, I've never seen, like, polar, like, vibes ever. like two people being on the same page, but like not being on the same page in terms of like how they're reacting to that page. Like,
it was so weird.
That shit was so fucking funny, man.
Guys, it starts with, you hear that fire? It starts with fire.
Fireball.
Bruh.
You know, my house is next to an MFM church, man. And God, man, they were going crazy yesterday.
Yeah.
You were going crazy yesterday.
Will it touch me? Will it touch me? I had to run.
I promise you, that song is a lullaby compared to Whitehead. Yeah. Those guys are rude. They are aggressive. They are aggressive. And it was just like.
Does it ever get scary or just annoying?
It gets scary. It definitely gets scary.
Do you ever hear screams? Do people scream like,
I don't know. I just, you know, like, it's crazy when you're holding a mic.
Yeah.
It's connected to speakers and you are yelling.
Yeah. Like, mics, and like, those mics, they're facing outside as well sometimes.
They face outside. So it's just like the whole street must hear it.
Crazy. Damn, and, living next to an MFM church.
Yeah. My friend was around. He was like, man, you guys need to come together as a neighborhood and stop this from happening. I was like, I don't know. I don't know if we have that power against an MFM church. I don't think it's...
Bruh, that's superpower versus estate power. Come on, baby. Stop playing. Hey.
Come on. God's power.
Bruh.
This was manpower.
Whole time you were saying MFM, I was thinking white garments. I don't know, like, that's automatically where my mind went. That's why I was singing "Mary Touch Me," because that gives me like white garment. Like, I feel like you could mosh in a white garment, mate. Get the demographics in Nigeria. Don't even fucking. You know how we always talk about how, like, oh, in Nigeria, like, everybody's the same, but like abroad, they have goths, they have this, they have that. Nigeria's just bare fucking demos, man, bro.
Niggas are looking for girls. If people won't go find work, what do you want Nigerian girls to be doing for you?
Can imagine being a fucking artist that happens to have a hit, that is a hit at an MFM church. A white garment church, rather. I have an entire auditorium of like 5,000 people or even more. And they're raving. Because those guys rave. Like, that's how they, like, that's their praise and worship is very, very like.
Yeah.
Running on the spot, like. Yeah,
glow sticks,
guy,
neon makeup paints.
Same, man. Someone should give me budgets, man. Guy, man, I'll tap into so many demographics. I'll just be turning your small change. It won't be anything big, or just turn like your small, like 5,000 USD to like 25,000 USD.
I would really say you
small.
You're a criminal,
guy. Guy, there's bare niggas to sell shit to, man. Speaking of, there's niggas being out there to sell shit to. Guy, one day I was like, you know, I'm always using my Twitter search bar. And so after watching that, like, Moa and Dato music video. What's that song called again? Heaven something, I think. Or Slots Only. Guy, see how polar see how the options could be so crazy. It could be Heavens Only or Slots Only. Like, that's the range. Like, you don't know what to expect. It's called what?
Final Champion.
Say that again.
Final Champion. That's what it's called.
No, it's not called Fuck Off, man. Not called Final.
It's called Bad Slut.
It's called Bad Slut. See, same shit, man. Who's only? Yeah, and then they're referencing Heaven. I wasn't too far off, man.
Straight from Heaven.
Please. I mean, we are the number one gospel podcast in the world, so.
Straight from heaven.
Straight from heaven, my nigga.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, so I played that shit and I'm like, because, okay, no, let's even start with, like, this was, what's it called? Colors. Yeah, I was watching that shit and I'm like, okay, I fucking get this. Like, I understand what's happening here.
That song.
Say that again.
The song that goes like happy, happy, dappy, 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 dappy. And there's like a reggaeton beat. It's like doom, 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 doom.
I actually have no idea what to remember. I don't remember what it sounds like.
Dude, that song is. Listen, come on. Don't play with Dato, man. Don't play with Dato. It's called New Bag, first of all. And it goes kind of like this. Is Listen, listen.
I can hear it, boy.
Heavy with my baby sitting pretty, windows tinny, wanna feel me, but she can't get near me. I'ma stunt on these hoes, I'ma switch up my flows, unattainable goals. Time to let these hoes know that we are not.
Do you know, I don't know if this is it or not. I can't remember what it sounds
isn't
like.
Isn't that the colors?
Yeah, I think that's the colors.
Yeah, talking about reggaeton. I'm like, what's nigga talking about? But I just thought maybe my memory was that bad. I honestly don't remember what it sounded like.
I think, wait, hold on.
I remember what it looked like, though.
Oh, no, it's this song. This is a different song she has, and I thought it was this song she did. Listen. This is reggaeton now.
Tell me, papi, are you happy telling everyone you had me in my back? You try to stab me, are you done? Thought you were the one, love is on the run. Yeah, I fucked your life up, but you know it was fun. Tell me, papi, are you
I like this. If she had this for her colors, it'd have been different. But anyways, so I'm watching her colors and I'm
that was
like,
guitar, right?
Yeah, it was.
Okay, good.
And I was like, what was I saying again? Snicker played some reggaeton and I don't remember what the fuck I was on about.
Gasolina. Camine gasolina.
Shut the fuck up. So I had list. I'm like, yo, I get this, man. Like, I understand what's happening here. Like, this is fucking not for me, but I get it. Yeah. Like, I understand what's happening here. Like, this is a persona that I understand. Like there's mm-hmm. a demographic that fucks with this. Like, you know what I'm saying? It exists.
Yeah.
And then I listened to the other, like the new one, and I'm like, okay, this one is just like off the fucking hinges. Like, I don't fucking understand what's happening here, this one. But there has to be someone that fucks with it.
Yeah.
And so, like, I just like fucking put like Moalola Ditto in Twitter search bar. And it's just a bunch of like, and I don't know how to say this in a way that's not problematic, but like, it's. How do you describe, I don't want to say it was Asian looking languages because that's fucked up to say, but like it was, I don't know what language it was, but like it could have been
Japanese, could have been Korean.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
It was BTS language.
Yes. I think you said it was BTS language. Don't fucking kill me.
Well, yeah, people, so, like it's all those things, like if I type TMT, it was always someone talking about BTS.
So it was a BTS language and then you just see Ditto Moa. I'm just like, okay, that makes a lot of sense. Like, there's people, like, people aren't just, like, making art for fun. Like, people make art for fun, but, like, obviously, there's somebody out there that fucking loves it. That's why you keep churning it out. And I was like, okay, fair enough. I hear that. But, yeah, I was like.
Yeah, I tweeted recently that Ditto and Moa are, like, Coretta Scott King and Rosa Parks. Boy. Boy.
So that, man.
Boy, they went in on my ass. It was so weird because, like, I don't know, like, I'm not wrong now, because they're all women, first of all.
They're black.
Thank you. Oh, God, thank you. Okay, so, you know, yeah, so, I mean, we have all these parallels that we've listed that clearly should be. There's a similarity here. And my favorite reply was this, baby, that's like, can you delete this before you get hot? Like,
okay, that is so fucking funny. It wasn't even a threat. It wasn't how that I was threatening you. She was just like, yo, there's people out there.
Like, it's not me, but like, bro, you know, like.
There's people out there that like wouldn't find this funny at all.
Yeah, people didn't find it funny. Like, it has 22 quote tweets, and I can only see like 5 of them.
Yeah.
Do you know how funny that is? Yeah, the rest of them are just like probably people in their Twitter circles or their whatever, and they're like just roasting my ass.
Yeah, man, I went to the opposite direction, man. I was like, yo, those babies need to have ladies put on a no-fly list, man. Like, bro. Because I know that NBC bound won't be enough, man. Like, they need to be on a no-fly list for a sec, man. Niggas just need to be like, yo, what are you guys doing? Where are you going right now? What's happening?
They fed the streets. That's what you guys don't understand. They fed the streets. Like, people didn't know they were looking for that. Do you know how crazy it is that you're not even looking for a vibe right now? I'm more and they just give you a vibe.
I'm just like, I didn't know this existed. What the fuck is this?
Yeah, no, what's going on here? Okay.
Shit feels like it came straight from heaven.
Yeah, exactly. Boost. Straight from heaven. Straight from heaven. Straight from heaven.
Speaking of Straight From Heaven.
You're the cover of that song.
A cover of what?
Bad Slot.
Should we do a cover?
Yeah, we'll call it Bad Pod.
Bad Pod.
Straight from hiatus. Bam, 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 bam. Straight from hiatus. Nah, no?
No, that's not really my vibe, man.
Okay, fair enough. You want to make some music, though?
I'm always down to make music.
Yeah? Okay, can make a little music.
Yeah. Well, speaking of music, yo.
Yeah.
Go on. I've listened to Ayla's tape.
Oh, dude. Love it.
Whew. And I'm not the type of nigga to make everything about me, but like, whole time I was listening to Ayla's tape, do you know what I kept thinking about?
Your big, massive, throbbing t-shirt collection.
No, I was thinking about my big, massive, throbbing podcast.
Oh, okay. Podcast,
yeah. Because Holt, I was listening to that shit, I'm like, yo, this shit is so fucking dope, this shit is so fire, and I would just keep going back to, yo, this nigga listens to my podcast, like, I said, this nigga fucks my podcast, like, yeah. You know how crazy this is.
Yeah, no, it is. It's and also his colors. We have had him on, because he's very down to do it.
Bro, and his colors, now that's the colors that I fuck with, you know what I'm saying? Like,
his colors is one of the best ones of the year I've seen.
So. Bro, that shit was out of this world, man. That shit was fire. I'm just like, yo, this nigga fucks with us so much. He lets us premiere his music on here as well. Like, bro, like.
Yeah, I remember that.
I love when people that make dope shit fuck with my shit because they think it's dope. Like, there's nothing. And I'm like, imagine me not podding. I was listening to that fucking tape. Like, imagine me not podding. Like, I'm depriving this guy of, like, one of his, like, you know.
So you came back activities. For
Elo. I came back for Elo. I literally came back for Elo because I'm like, yo, Elo needs me, dog.
Mm. Fair enough. Okay, we should. I'm trying to build a guest list for this season. Can I tell you the names I have so far?
Talk to me, man. I'll tell you the names man, I have.
Okay, I'm thinking. You know what? You say one name, I'll say one name.
Zamer.
88 Factor.
Elo.
Bernie.
I was definitely going to say Bernie next. I want Chubbs next. Well, Chubbs again, rather.
I want Donawan for the first time. Tim's his manager.
That one's already done.
But they don't know. Oh my God.
It's coming.
It's acting. That's actually Thomas coming pretty
Budge.
Soon.
Like, imagine not having Budge on, like, after having, like, Fresh and TZ on.
I actually saw Budge at the Buju show, and it was just like, yo, what's good, my guy? And I was like, damn, this guy should be on the podcast.
Also, Budgie's colors as well, man. Like, that's pretty fucking cool,
pretty,
man.
Pretty solid. Okay, what about the girls? What women do you want on the podcast?
What women do I want on the podcast? You're lucky.
Yeah.
I want to talk to Bimmy.
Like your friend Bimmy that nobody knows or...
No, like Bimmy from radio. I don't think she does radio anymore, though. I'm not sure. Like, maybe from B99.
Okay, she's probably still there.
Probably. But I don't know if she's... I think she's there in, like, a more, like, executive capacity. I have no idea. But I don't know if she still does, like day radio and shit like that. Anyways,
so, why Bimmy?
Because I really like her, man. I think she's funny.
Okay, that's good. Yeah, that's
man.
A good
she does radio, man. Like, I just, you know, I'm just very drawn to radio.
That's
she
a
does
good a lot
cool shit as well. Like, she does podcasts. She does, like, has a whole production house. Like, she just does everything that, like, I would love to do.
Okay. Should we bring her in? Tristan works there, so you might be able to hook us up.
I forgot, man. We have an in. We have an in. Say less.
On my side, Ashley. I want Ashley O'Cody on the podcast.
Yeah, I definitely want to ask her, like, a couple questions. Just, like first question would be, like, how do you know, like, the demographic for this, man? Well, obviously, like, it'll be easy, though. Like, once your friends fuck with something, like, that's about it. Like, you guys are not unique like that, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That's true. That's very true. Yeah. I mean, it's a ton of questions. Just, like, the ecosystem, the kind of work you're doing, where you want to go, just stuff like that.
Yeah.
How about you? Anyone else?
I want to ask Amari a couple questions as well, man.
And like what? I feel like she has had everything on Sad like, Girls Love.
Like, why does she tweet so much shit? Guys, she's a fucking shit poster, man. It's so fucking funny, man. But I guess she's that's also me just loving, like in quotes, accessibility. Just like, yeah, I want to hear like the randomest things from like the people that I fuck with. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I hear that. I want a solid, like, one of the new Nollywood babes, maybe Nancy Himeh or something. The one from Blood Sisters. I'm not sure. But yeah, but like one of the new Nollywood babes. Let's go with Nancy for now.
Should I say Mama Nollywood babe?
I'm scared to have Is it not going to have to censor?
I wasn't going to say anything, don't worry. Like that, the question enough of the punchline for me. I enjoyed that one.
You're fucking idiot.
Yo, what was I going to say? Okay, she's not Nollywood or anything, but actually, like, what is the definition of Nollywood? Because she is Nollywood. I mean, she's Nigerian famous. Like,
yeah.
There's, like, folks who are famous off of being, like, you know, designers and all that. They're Hollywood, right? Like, Hollywood is just, like, a class of, like...
Yeah, it's a...
It's not necessarily tied to...
It's not just acting. It's, like, people out there in LA and... It's a scene.
But then would you say Gucci Mane was Hollywood, though?
No, that nigga is not, man. That nigga is Hollywood is way Zach Fox is Hollywood, man. Just an ATL doing shit, doing shows around the world, but like ATL. ATL guys love ATL.
Yeah,
they love ATL. ATL, for me, ATL looks like the video feels like summer. Childish Gambino.
I hear you. Okay, so I'll ask you a question about who I was about to talk about and if she's considered Nollywood. I was about Lisa Folawiyo.
Does she hang out with movie stars?
I don't know. I can't really say that she does.
Do we have movie stars?
Say that again.
Do we have movie stars?
In Nigeria?
Yeah, we have actors.
I mean, like, but we have stars now. I'll say Genevieve. The first name that came to my mind was Genevieve. She's definitely a star.
True.
I'm also like, it's definitely a star.
Yeah.
Who else? Say that again.
Timothy Ike.
Don't fucking kill me. Not Timothy Ike. Timothy Ike is a star for sure, man.
Star boy.
An American hip hop superstar. You Niger is such a base country in that, like, there's just something about, like, being. And IJGB that just kind of gives you, like, especially in quotes, Nollywood. Well, not all the time, so that's cap. But, like, there's just something about, like, I don't know if Jemai came back tonight from Yankee or whatever, but, like, there was just, like, I remember being introduced to Jemai as this guy who had an American thing about him. Like,
yeah. He was swaggy. Like, he was swaggy. He moved like that.
Yeah. Yeah. It was hip hop. Okay, so I guess there's hip hop on this Hollywood. Is that a good way to, like, because you wouldn't really say Gucci Mane was like Hollywood, but you say hip hop.
He's hip hop.
But like I get what you're saying.
Yeah. Like some people are hip hop and Hollywood. Like Jimmy Fox.
Yeah. Or Will Smith.
Will Smith, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, some people are just Hollywood.
Yeah.
Some people are just hip hop. Like T.I. is Hollywood and hip hop.
But like I would never say Burna Boy or Wiz were Nollywood ever. But I guess they're just like stars.
Yeah, not in that scene. I think they're closer to the London scene. Whatever is going on there.
I mean,
like, I guess LA as well, but it's not in a Hollywood way. Like, just the music side of LA.
So you're saying they've transcended even being associated to anything nice? That's kind of crazy.
That's what you said. I didn't say any of that. Crazy.
Because I was like, I said, I wouldn't say that we're Nollywood, but like, what would be the Nigerian equivalent of, like, you know how we just said niggas were like.
Yeah, Nollywood is film. And then I guess the music side is just Afro beats.
Mm.
But one thing about Burna Boy and David is I don't think they've transcended Afro beats. I think they've made it more of a world, like they've made it, they took it to the world in that sense. But man, those guys still tap in and they still make songs with local guys and they still, like, you know, they still bringing people up.
I definitely don't think they've transcended, Yeah.
It's like Drake. Like, Drake is very much hip hop royalty and he's very much Hollywood in a sense, but also Drake is still fully tapped in.
Yeah.
Like, he does features with Toronto guys all the time.
And he's very Hollywood in a way that's like not even like Hollywood, like the other guys that we talk about, where obviously, like, he did Degrassi, like, early in the day.
Jimmy Brooks. But Jimmy
Cooks. He's just not like fucking. He's just so big that, like, he has to be considered Hollywood. I mean, obviously, he has won all these, like, EP credits here and there, but, like, crazy, man.
Euphoria Drake.
Top boy Drake.
I want Damson Idris on the pod.
On this podcast.
Yeah.
And he has to cry on cue.
He has to
Well, he doesn't have to, but, like, I'll ask him if he could cry on cue.
Why do you want him to cry on cue?
Because he has this one famous, I don't know if it was a TikTok or whatever site he was on at the time.
Vine,
yeah, where he, I don't even remember the context of what he was doing, but he just, like, started crying, made a cry face. Just, like,
honestly, is it the one where he was speaking Yoruba?
Yeah, that one.
Okay, don't kill me. That video is fucking weird.
That's why I need him to remake it.
Make it for a TikTok. Bruh. Is it weird that we don't have a TikTok account?
Not really, because I don't know that video has never been our medium. Like, I don't know. I don't know if it's a generational thing or we've just not, like, or we only do it, like, in private. But I think about, like, your Insta story. It's not very, like, you yanning. Like, it's commentary, but it's not like you just turning the phone in your face and just, like, yanning.
Who, me? Yeah. In particular?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Unless I'm doing one of those.
Or myself.
Unless I'm doing one of those things where people are sending me stuff and I'm ripping off of that.
Well, honestly, you could do that for TikTok, though. That would work. But, yeah, I'm just saying, like, we've never really been a video. I never really been a video person. We're, like, putting out video content. Like, I've just... Twitter is, like, the thing I've done. Occasionally, maybe, like, hop in a Twitter space or, like, be in a clubhouse or, like, put out the Twitter voice notes or whatever the fuck. But
you know what?
I never really dabbled in video.
The thing I do for my IG stories, I'm going to start doing it again, but, like, with the Submarriage account.
Yeah, you should.
Yeah, no. It'll be fun. It'll be funny. Yeah, man. I missed you so much. Look at you.
I'm dead. Cut
your hair.
I forgot I was bringing... Oh, yeah, I did cut my hair off, man. I just, like, I got tired of sweeping. That's ultimately what always happens when, like, I'm growing out my hair.
Yeah.
It gets to a point where, like, I just get tired of having to sweep hair because, like, once my hair isn't, like, braided or in a plait or, like, short, I'm ultimately playing with it. And if I'm not, like, and if I'm playing with it, it's dropping all over the place and I have to sweep, I'm just like, yeah, this shit has to go, B. Like, putting more things in my to-do list, you know what I'm saying? So.
Fair enough. Yeah, busy man already. My hair is looking really... It's gotten some decent growth this year.
You know, man.
Mm-hmm. I'll try and give it another year and see what I can do. Yeah. I don't even know if I want long hair. I don't care. I'm just lazy and I'm scared of change, so I won't cut it.
Yeah, ultimately, that's what I realized, man. I was just like, yo, this shit is hair. I didn't even think twice, man. I was like, this is so funny. Like, this shit is literally just hair.
Like, yeah, I mean, I do with my beard, so, like, it'll just be really thick, and then I'm just like, yeah, I'm done. And I'll shave it into a mustache, or just clean shaven.
Yeah.
And then I'll regret it immediately after.
I mean,
but then it grows back, like, it's already a stubble by the next couple of days, back to beard in, like, 2 weeks or a week, so, you know.
I haven't had the chance to regret any of these decisions because of the fact that I can hop in the shower whenever I want, like, without thinking twice. Like, I can literally just be like, oh, fuck, shower time. Boof. I'm supposed to, where's my fucking shower cap? Like, well, okay, are we running it? Like, I'm in there, man. Shampoo, face wash at the same time.
Enough. Oops, I did it. A pod.
What's always part of me. I'm seen submarine, 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 submarine. I'm seen submarine, 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 submarine. I'm seen.
Are we done?
100%. Okay, I love the way you ended it. That was so good.